Hi there. Hello there. I'm Linda James, and you're listening to Internet Acquaintance. Welcome. Yes, it's me. That's me. I'm your internet acquaintance. Yes, that's right. Yes, hello. Hello. Queens in the workroom. Hello. I actually have caught up on this season of RuPaul's Drag Race, so... Call. I don't know. In case you were wondering, I am, of course, Team Willow Pill. That's right. Yes. In case you were wondering. Willow Pill. That's, not since... I don't even know when. That's one of the worst. It's one of her worst. But it works for me, and I say it all the time.
Willow Pill.
I don't know. I don't think that's what... I don't, someone will... Is there a pun in Willow Pill? Is it exactly what RuPaul's telling me it is? Because I just don't know. And I'm interested to find out. I'm interested to know. Is she a Willow Pill? Is that it? Am I foolish and don't understand the pun? And RuPaul does. And I'm like, God, RuPaul, quit shoving it down my throat with a Willow Pill. When, in fact, she's right. You know, hey, I've got my eyes peeled. I'm sure I could Google. Let's Google it. Let's find out. I'm sure some of you, at least, found yourself in this predicament. A pun? Is Willow Pill a pun? Is Willow Pill a pun? Is Willow Pill the new Ivy Winters on Reddit? I'm not going to go there for the answers. What does Willow Pill mean? Willow Pill... No. We're talking about her... her health issues. Let's go into the wiki. RuPaul wiki. Yeah. A quirky little pill. Is this their opinion? God, this is... Willow comes from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer character Willow Rosenberg, obviously. Oh, and then she needs frequent blood draws and multiple medications for her chronic illness, and so that's the inspiration for the last name Pill. So, perhaps it's an accidental pun that RuPaul picked up on, you know?
A Willow Pill.
Benjamin is at the window, and he is... It's springtime in Seattle. It's February, so that means it's springtime in Seattle. And Benjamin is doing the chippy chatter noise, which means that he is letting off all of the energy stored inside of him. Because he wants to kill. Anyway, that was a RuPaul tangent. I am just vibing today on the show. We're just vibing. It's early in the morning. I've had my coffee. I said, we've got to do a pod. So here we are. Sipping a little half calf, thank you very much. And yeah, I guess let's start. I have nothing. I'm gonna see if there's anything in the book written down. I just have to do a pot, and I felt like I was in an okay mood. Ah, yes, there's a few things. So okay, let's start the show. Let's start with saying a few things like Black Lives Matter. Let's abolish the police. Abolish ICE, trans rights are human rights, and it's hard out there. Support mutual aid, you know? How are you? First, and how are you? Also, how are you? You know, I've heard that this February, you know? This February. Can you believe? I'm going to write down one more thing that I have to add to this. I have a few things now. If you were wondering how my re-infatuation with professional wrestling was going, thank you for asking. It's going great. it's really bringing me joy. I finished the book. I read the book. Okay, on audio. I used the Libby app. That is the library app. If you have an iPhone, get the Libby app. If you have a Droid phone or a non-iPhone, it's called Overdrive. Perhaps you're familiar with her. And it's wonderful. They just have so many books. This is not an ad for by the public library system. It's not paying any money to Internet Acquaintance. I just enjoy their product. They have many, 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 many ebooks or audiobooks. I use them for audiobooks. And recently, I don't remember if we talked about this, but I read in full, We Promised You a Great Main Event, The Unauthorized History of the WWE. And I would highly recommend it. It is salacious. Kyle Rupert, after we talked about wrestling last, hi Kyle, said you've got to listen to the Jim Ross podcast, which I have been. Perhaps I recommended that to you as well. If you want to hear a master linguist who takes you up to the edge to where you think you're going to be horribly shocked or offended, and then comes out with a really wholesome, well-balanced take, usually from the always through the lens of someone who's basically a wrestling carny folk, you know. Jim Ross, JR, the man in the big black hat. You're gonna want to listen to his show. Just listen to the China or the Sable episodes. Those are classics. That's what Kyle Rupert recommended to me. And I recommend that if I haven't recommended to you already, I recommend them to you now. I read the book. Salacious. Listening, walking to work, mouth open, gasp. Gasp, gasp. Every chapter you get like something where you're like, what? So anyway, it was recently the Royal Rumble. Yes, it was. And more importantly, something they have now, which they did not have when I was a youth, is that they have a women's Royal Rumble. Now, yes, women have competed in the men's Royal Rumble before, but if you would like to compete in the if you'd like to go to Joyce Leslie, wait, not Joyce Leslie, is that, that's a store, who's the Lucille Roberts, if you'd like to go to the Lucille Roberts gym, perhaps you would like to participate in the women's Royal Rumble. Actually, it's a great place probably to find competitors for the women's Royal Rumble. Anyway, the Women's Royal Rumble is far superior to the Men's Royal Rumble. And did we like the winner, the outcome this year? Not particularly. Ronda Rousey came in at the end, and she won. She surprised us. She came back. She won. And now we've got storylines with her. I see why we needed to do that, because she's a name. She's a draw. And they got their little hooks into, like, people like me that they're trying to draw back in. So they need the press. But should Sasha Banks, who came in first dressed as Sailor Moon, should she have won the Women's Royal Rumble? Yes, she should have. I was on Team Sasha Banks. Mandalorian cast member, WWE professional wrestler, Sasha Banks. Sailor Moon dressed as Sasha Banks, or Bianca Belair, who is some sort of reigning champion, and she has a very long braid that she does a wonderful job of navigating through these extreme athletics and gymnastics. So it's on YouTube, I think, in full, if you're interested in watching the 2022 Women's Royal Rumble. If you want a display of acrobatics, sports entertainment, drag level styling, jewels, feathers, tail pieces, back pieces, neck pieces, bugle beads. Maybe not bugle beads. Charlotte Flair did dress as Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again nude shimmer bodysuit, sort of. So, like, it's the Drag Race to WWE pipeline is real, you know? Like, just stylistically. There's crossover, there's intersection, there's fans of both. And here we are, you know? And here we are. Here we are talking about it. So, I highly recommend the Ladies Royal Rumble. Now, what else was I going to say? I don't like the things that I have written down on this paper. I was going to maybe paint my nails, but I'm working. It's currently the morning. I'm working in a little while. Is this clock right? Yeah, it sure is. I don't know about drying them, you know? I was going to do a Baby Yoda-inspired manicure. Because I've got the colors. Because Teddy Margus, last time I did my nails, responded to the story picture that I posted in internetacquaintance.pod on Instagram. I think that's it. And said, is that Baby Yoda green? And I said, it's matcha, but yeah, actually it is. And so I realized that I have all the colors to do Baby Yoda on one hand, Mando on the other. And just like a real geeky February nail story. But it's early in the morning. It's not that early, but it's early in the morning. I don't know if they'll dry. I want to take a shower. And that's not a recipe for success. You know what I'm saying? You know when you try to force the manicure and you're like, it's going to dry? I've done this many times, and then I'm like, it's good, it's good, it's good. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a shower, and I'm going to be very careful and, like, not bang them, but then the water gets underneath anyway, and they just, like, nail polish soup on your hands. It's not good. It's not good. So I would love to get ready with you again, but today's not the day. Now, I will say that I ordered, speaking of Valentine's Day, did I say Valentine's Day? No, I said February. Well, guess what? It's Valentine's Day soon. And I've got a great gift suggestion from a small queer business. She got me, gal. I made an order from Trixie Cosmetics. This is my first time. And let me tell you, I found the experience delightful. Now, I purchased a trinket, a small gift, one singular lip gloss for a human person who loves Trixie Mattel. And I must say that it came not in a flimsy envelope, or, you know, like plastic wrap packaging. It came not in a simple brown pedestrian cardboard container. No. It came in a Trixie Mattel shipping box. Yes. It came in a baby pink with a freaking yellow heart on it with a rainbow going through it. Trixie logo gigantic on this, like, lovely, demure, regular, small-sized shipping box. And I would say it's a lot of packaging, but it's a gift. So I appreciated it. Trixie, thank you very much. Beautiful. Beautiful box. That just, like, you feel like an influencer. You feel like you're having a moment with this box. It's all about the packaging. This gift is essentially all about the packaging, and so I appreciate that the packaging was really on point. Because it's just a clear glass. Like, we'll see. I'll let you know if the wear, if they report incredible wearability. But so far on my end, I just want to see Trixie Hearts and Rainbows. And even when it came in the box, it was it delivered. It was delivered and it delivered. Okay, it's beautiful. So I, you know, sneak peek opened it because I wanted to just see if there was a receipt or a price tag or whatever in it. And you open it and boom, there's another beautiful card. There's a beautiful card that looks like an email. Trixie emails you on a piece of paper and says, thanks BB, thank you so much for your purchase. Also, I'm just like giving some money to the bees because we love them and it's vegan. And so like, great, thanks, cool. And the card just looks nice when you open it. Then beneath the card, bubblegum pink tissue. Stunning, gorgeous. A lovely, generous amount too. Like not one small, okay, here's the tea on Disney. You order something from Disney and they have this like adorable tissue paper that is it's blue and has white silhouettes of all the characters on it. And it's gorgeous. But when I tell you they give you like one toilet paper square, like here, it's like a gift with purchase. It's doing nothing. It's just one tiny little square of tissue paper in there just for you to like think, wow, wouldn't this be nice if there was more? Not that there needs to be like, but it's like, why bother? Just save it. Save it at this point, Disney. You're irritating me. Just print the box, print the cardboard, you know, quite frankly, with a design and call it a day. Even Trixie Mattel's got fucking pink cardboard with a heart on it. And you're sending me just like brown with the idea of a tissue in it, not protecting a thing. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're going to focus on the positive, and that's Trixie Cosmetics delivered beautifully. And then just like, it's a small box, so it's just like one like regular size piece of tissue, I'm sure, but like it is like, you know, it does the job. It kept it protected. It's beautiful. It's safe. And then you get the cute little box. I could not open yet. I wanted to look at the product, but I couldn't open the cardboard box around the product, the little, you know, the component, the one it comes in, because I didn't want to ruin it. You know, I didn't want to like fuck up all the, I didn't want to heck up. Excuse me, Benjamin. Benjamin just got onto the computer. What's happening to the recording? Hold on. Okay, Benjamin has changed some settings. He paused it. So if this sounds weird from here on out, my apologies. Let's check. Hold on. Okay, I checked. It's fine. I think it's fine. What were we discussing? Oh, Trixie Cosmetics. So I didn't fuck with the packaging. I didn't go into it any further, but... Brava. I can highly endorse. If you're looking for a packaging experience, I would endorse purchasing Trixie Cosmetics any product, because I just bought one singular lip gloss and I had an experience. You know, I did not expect it to come the way as nicely packaged as it did. I expected it, quite frankly, to come in a plastic envelope, perhaps a pink one. With a fucked up box around it. But no, it was beautifully preserved, beautifully packaged, beautifully delivered. It was excellent. Excellent. I loved it. So thank you, Trixie Mattel. I did notice that Kylie Jenner uses the same heart component currently for her Valentine's Day collection, and she has like heart products that are solids like chapstick, and now I'm clamoring for Trixie Cosmetics chapstick. Please, mom, please. I would buy it for a cute little heart packaging, but I'm not gonna buy it from Kylie Jenner. I'll buy it from Trixie Mattel. Pick your capitalist, you know? Pick your capitalist wisely. That made me think about how horrible capitalism is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, hey, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write this down on the list. I'm going to write this down. Speaking of capitalism, I purchased recently an Instagram targeted ad that wouldn't let me go. And finally, I said, I'm buying the product. I'm buying the product. And what I bought was the lizard tail belt. Yes, I did. It's a rope. They got me, gal. They got me again, gal. I don't do enough. I'm too targeted with ads, and I just order them to my home, and I enjoy getting packages. That's where we are. That's where I am in this era of the panorama. Just like package time. So it's a rope, it's a belt. It's great, actually. I love it. It's one of my favorite belts I've ever worn. I just, like, you know, I've been experimenting with my style and just, like, what I'm comfortable in and what I'd like. And I, as someone who used to really be focused on clothes and giving a look in, like, a concept, I just, like, I'm really utilitarian now, but I also want to, like, what does visibly queer mean, you know? And I often look like I don't even want to say it. A lumber dad. I mean, when you like carabiners, which I do, but like carabiner, but in a non-binary way, how do I get there? That's the long story short. How do I get there? Carabiner, but in a non-binary way. And I'm not climbing any mountains, mind you. I'm not climbing a thing. I just want all my treasures hooked to me. Oh, and I got a rope belt to hook them to now. This isn't just a piece of rope that you tie in a knot. This is like kind of like climbing rope. They have a lot of beautiful patterns, colorways. And it's got like in one end, there's like a loop and it's closed off. It's pinched off. And inside the loop, there's like little grippers. And you just like put the thing through the hole. And if you have somebody actually who's like not, who can't, like, has dexterity issues, it would actually be great for them, probably, because, like, it's a pretty generous hole. You just have to thread the hole once and then pull it, and then you can wrap it around, or you can tuck it into this little elastic thing that holds the loop down. And when you look at it, you can say that's a piece of rope, but it's also a non-binary carabiner fashion statement. I don't know. Oh, honestly, it's easy, and I love it. And then I hook. I also got very fashionable ear plugs recently because I just like, I don't want to hear anything anymore. I just can't with crowded noises and all of that. And so you may have seen them. Apparently, they're on TikTok. This is also something that I think I'm advertised a lot. And I bought them, and I love them. This is where... should this show not be called I'm Vibin'? It's called I Bought Them and I Love Them. Loop earplugs. I got both kinds. I got two kinds. Okay, I got the ones with the filter, so you can still hear. Now, these are earplugs that you put in your ear, and it looks like you have a grommet in your ear. It's like a weird piercing, like they're like metal or a color, and they just like kind of look very discreet and cute. And people usually say, like, what kind of piercing is that? If they notice them at all. And there's one that they make with a screen and a little hole in your earplugs. So like it does make everything much, much, much quieter, but you can also hear. So like if your children are screaming and you want to like let them out and you let them let it out, or you're going to a concert or whatever, but like if you want to just make things much lower, much lower, but still hear things. There's one, and then there's one that makes things even quieter. That's just silicone. I bought them both. I bought it and I loved it. And I just wear them all the time now. And I'm just like, I'm just happier when the world is quieter around me, you know? And I've done this for years with like earbuds, AirPods, headphones, you know, like the old nothing's playing, but you got them in. This is essentially that, but you're paying for the fashionable little, the fashionable ear loop thing. I got them, I bought them, and I love them. A capitalist love story. Oh, God. I got tired of collaging for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, I needed to buy some purchases and not collage, and I'm very happy with them. Richie, I got your email. You will be getting a collage at some point. Just give me a minute. I got some collages to make for sure. We're ready. We're ready to move on. I'm putting my ear plugs in right now as we speak. Now, the good thing, I have in the ones that are supposed to quiet down everything, and it does, I am in the upside down. I am totally, it does a pretty good job of quieting everything down. The thing I like as a person who's, a little sensory issues, perhaps. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? The panini has changed us all. Or just brought to light what was already there. If you put earplugs in and you just breathe, and you just listen to your breathing, it's just like, you are your own white noise factory. And it's a beautiful thing. You know? Anyway. That's where I'm at, just buying trinkets, attaching them to my rope belt. So I put a carabiner. I put carabiners onto my earplugs, and then I have them on me at all time. And if I'm like, I gotta go, but not, I can't leave, I just put my earplugs in. And it's fabulous. And if I put in the gold ones with the filter, I can still hear you if you talk to me. Or I can just breathe through my nose and listen to that with the echo from my earplugs. Until I need to listen for real. That's great. Highly recommend. Highly recommend. Coffee. I have to do my taxes. So I'm looking at that. What else? Anything else? Let's look at the paper. Oh. So something else. If you wanted a game review, I recently got an old game that they remade. Again, that's one of my specialties. I'm just like catching up on the history of video games slowly. I did not get the newest Pokemon game yet, but what I did get, which seemed like it was my speed, is Pokemon Snap. Yes, yes, yes. Pokemon Snap, if you're not aware, some of you are saying yes. Pokemon Snap is a game where you don't catch Pokemon. Instead, you just take their picture. You just take their picture. And it's fabulous. Honestly, it's a little slow. I'd give it 4 out of 5 stars. It could pick up the pace a little bit. There's a lot of talking, too. Like, I really just want to take my pictures and go. But you have to, like, check in and show your pictures and blah, 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 blah. But it's a great game. It's like, so you're your character, right? You're a Pokemon hunter. Basically, like, you're working for these team of people who are cataloging all the Pokemon in the nature. And you have a vehicle that you ride inside of. This is not an open world. This is the Jungle Cruise. And there's little courses, basically, where you go into your little vehicle and you sit there and it moves along at the same pace. And you turn and you look and you try to, like, you can throw apples and stuff. You can, like, do little things to influence the situation, but not much. And you just take pictures of your Pokemon. And the object of the game is just to get the best picture of your Pokemon that you can. Isn't that sweet? Come on. But what it made me realize was the, just, like... So I would go in. What I found, it's a very soothing game, okay? But it took a minute. It took me a minute to get used to that. Because I was ready to go in like a true American hero and, like, I guess catch all the Pokemon, you know, like do gang. I don't know what I was going to do with that camera, but something fast and hard, you know. And really, you can just cruise along and say, oh, click. Here's a little soft, sweet, delicious apple. I'll just, like, as I'm riding away, I'll wait for you to just have the perfect moment with it and click, you know? Just chill. Just vibing with the Pokemon. Come on. I've played some Pokemon games, but I was not a Pokemon kid. Or adult thus far before in my life, but I've slowly come around to the pocket monsters. And my favorite one, hold on, I'll look it up. I will look up my favorite Pokemon. Hold on. It is a big blue Pokemon. Let's see. Oh, there he is. Who are you? Visit this site. Show me his name. Show me his name. Oh god, this is more difficult than I thought it would be. Let's go back. Quagsire! A Quagsire. That's my favorite Pokemon, is the Quagsire. It's kind of like a manatee slash Barney the Dinosaur kind of vibe situation. Quagsire is my favorite Pokemon. He's like got a like real gentle look to him. And he's just usually sitting there, and sometimes you can catch him when he jumps into the water. And he jumps into the air and puts all his limbs out. And he goes, wee! It's fabulous. Soft brain. S tier. Pokemon Snap. Truly. Truly. You get soft. Your brain gets softer as you use it. Now, Quagsire is the bigger version of... Who is this little guy? What is his name? A Wooper. And I do like Woopers, too. And when the swimming happens is generally when the Quagsire is, like, babysitting the Wooper. So, that's just something to think about. Pokemon Quagsire. Writing that down. Don't forget your baby. Benjamin, do you have anything to say? Rebecca is pissed. I don't even want to talk about it. Benjamin, do you have anything to say to contribute today? Where are you, Benjamin? Oh, he's on the bed and he's sleeping. He got all tuckered out from cackling at the birds. Well, let's call this a quickie. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all I got. Oh, I will say, you know what? We'll next time talk about it. Well, next time. Next time we're going to talk about it. I'm putting it on the list for next time. We're going to talk about dynamic stretching and how it's changed my life. Because I got to take a shower and eat lunch and then go to work. Thanks so much for listening. Let's hit it. Let's put on some of that Jackson F. Smith Cantina Rag music. That sweet, sweet Cantina Rag music. Where is it? Find it on the desktop. Find it in the downloads. There it is. Yes, that sweet Cantina Rag music. Benjamin absolutely did something to this GarageBand layout. I have no idea what's happening. Every time I pause it, it does some analysis that it usually doesn't do. So I hope this episode was fine. If not, I'll just take it down. And that'll be that. Anyway, I hope you are safe and happy wherever you are. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. Or winter, if you're in the southern hemisphere. And for that, I'm sorry. Fall is coming. But you know what? Fall is coming. And that's nice. That's all I have to say today, truly. Olive juice, olive juice, olive juice. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.